Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right, so here we go. We've got a couple of changes at the high school football coaching ranks. It has been a constant change, turmoil change, in the South Georgia high school football coaching ranks. And so Colquitt has hired a coach, MCA's head man resigned, and they have hired a new coach.
Wow. It seems like they hire a new coach every 6 months in McIntosh County right now. A new football coach, anyway.
Let's do the math. Robbie Robinson actually goes back before that. I think we're now six coaches in the last 7 years.
Right.
Or somewhere in the I've lost count.
Why won't people keep that job? I don't get it.
Bradley Warren is the new. Is the new head man. Tony Glazer resigned, and literally a matter of days after Tony Glazer resigned, they named the new head coach.
They bring in Coach Warren. He was with Coach Robinson back in the glory days of MCA football. I think he was his offensive coordinator up there. Left, went to Dade County up in North Georgia in the Chattanooga area. You know, hard to win in a place like that, but he was – you know, somewhat successful up there. Now he comes back to an MCA program that has no stability at all, and his work's going to be cut out for him.
At least three coaches in the last 3 years.
They've had a carousel going up there.
Terrell Toomer, Tony Glazer, and now Bradley Warren.
Then before him, Gary Mentier.
Yeah. Keith Goss.
Yeah, I mean, it's just keep going and keep going.
Robbie Robinson.
Yeah, I mean, what's going on up there?
It seems like, I guess, somebody's up there has got to be hard to get along with.
Apparently. I mean, I don't know, maybe you just start at the top there and just start having wholesale changes at the top. And maybe you can have some stability there.
You know, I have long said that. I've said that for the last 2 years, that over in Darien, it's time to clean house. There's too much stuff that's been going on, and you can't keep a head football coach, and that's part of the reason why, you know.
Just go up there with a broom. Speaking of brooms.
Here it comes.
The Brunswick High Pirates swept the Glen Academy Red Terriers this week in baseball. Congratulations to the Pirates, your city champions. For the first time in a long time in baseball, Pirates get the sweep, and they need to send that same broom up to McIntosh and just sweep everybody out up there and just start from the top, and let's get this thing straight in McIntosh County.
It's going to be an ordeal. Colquitt County's got a new head coach, Justin Rogers. They got him from Jones County.
They got a good coach, too. 45-15 at Jones County. Winning his coach in program history. Put Jones County on the map in football because they were a doormat before he got there. And he's going to Colquitt. And I saw an interview with him, I think, on Albany Georgia News, saying that he was going to continue the winning ways at Colquitt County. And I believe that he will. He's a good coach. Coach Justin Rogers, he's going to be a good man at Colquitt.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Edwin Watts.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring Callaway's new Epic Flash Woods, Apex Irons, and Odyssey Stroke Lab Putters, Cobras, new King F9 Speedback Woods and F9 Speedback Irons, and Srixon's 4th Irons and Z-Star Balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Later on in the show, I'm going to give you who I believe is going to be playing and winning the NBA Finals. I'm making my NBA Finals picks.
I'll be recording. See, apparently you make predictions on this show a lot that don't come to pass. And when you're reminded of those picks, all of a sudden you just you can't seem to remember those. And so we'll do a better job of documenting these picks. Some of these outlandish picks that you make. And, I mean, who are you going to pick to win the NBA Finals? At the end of the show, we're going to have to wait that long for you to tell us the Warriors are going to be champions again?
Here's a little tease.
Okay.
I'm not picking the Warriors.
Okay.
Let's get to our Twitter questions of the week. Let's update those so that we can get new ones up if we need to. All right, so one of the questions from last week, you can find these at Twitter, at Bishop_show. Did Magic Johnson get LeBron James, or did LeBron James choose the L.A. Lakers? 50-50.
I mean, are we going to talk about the Lakers today? Is that what you're going to do? You're going to hijack the NBA playoff segment, the next segment, and use it as a covert op kind of thing to talk about the Los Angeles Lakers? Because help me out, listening audience. What time do the Lakers tip off today?
I'm just reading a question from last week that's on the Twitter polls.
Okay, so you...
That's all I'm doing.
Okay. Now, you back last week. I don't know. I got a little upset in here last week because you were trying to blame everything in L.A. on Magic Johnson, and nobody will ever blame anything about the Los Angeles Lakers on Magic Johnson. If anything, they need to roll out the red carpet any time he steps out of a vehicle near the arena. That's what they need to do in Los Angeles.
Okay. Is it a good idea to break up with your fiance via text?
That's kind of cowardice right there.
67% of our listening audience says no, not a good idea.
That's not a good idea at all.
Those were only two questions.
Yeah. Why would you break up with your girlfriend on a text message? Are you just...
Because you're afraid of her.
Wow. A text message. Hey, I don't think things are going to work out, babe. Good luck. Have a nice life. Is that the kind of text messages we're talking about?
The best thing to do is if you're gonna go that route, send the text, delete her from all social media, block her, and block her on your phone immediately.
Wow.
That's how you do it.
Is that how you do it?
I don't know.
I mean, I've never done anything like that. So you millennials have to educate me on social media. I mean, I'm old school. I'll pick up the phone. I'll make an appointment. I'll go see somebody if I need to see somebody. I don't hide from people.
You have to make...
I've never hidden from people.
Do you need to make appointments with your fiance? Or when you had a fiance?
No.
Because you said you would pick up the phone and make an appointment.
No. I mean, we'd see each other and talk, but, you know, text messages and all that kind of stuff. I mean, people have... people say that we have more ways now than ever to communicate in this world, but we are poor communicators because we rely on technology rather than interpersonal relations. Communication is actually worse than ever because we choose not to face people.
When Kip was a kid, he walked to and from school both ways uphill in the snow with no snowshoes.
No, I rode a school bus. Had shoes. But, I'm not that old. I mean, you try to paint me as old school on the show. We have a lot of listeners that's out there, obviously, that wish sports-related things would go back to old school and not come on here every Saturday and listen to you tote the Kool-Aid for LeBron James. I mean, our listeners are clearly telling us that they don't want to hear Jason Bishop tote LeBron James' duffel bag or tote his water bottle or his Powerade bottle or Gatorade bottle, whatever it is he's drinking right now.
One of the things that our listeners appreciate is the fact that I'm honest with them and I tell them the truth. They certainly appreciate that.
They know you're a LeBron James Kool-Aid drinker. I mean, they know that.
Termite season is here, and here's a fact. Homeowners insurance does not cover termite damage. That could mean you having to pay thousands to undo damage from these pests. Or you could call Peachtree Pest Control for a termite inspection And if the pros at Peachtree Pest Control need to treat your home for termites, you will receive $100 off the treatment. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Colquitt County filled their head coaching vacancy this past week. The Packers hired Justin Rogers from Jones County to replace former coach Rush Probst. Rogers had been the head coach at Jones County for the last five seasons. The Greyhounds went 45-15 under Rogers during his tenure. The MCA Buccaneers also had a coaching change this week. Head man Tony Glazer resigned, and the Bucs wasted no time hiring former assistant Bradley Warren as the new head man in Darien. Warren had been the head coach at Dade County. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, Spider X putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Luke Walton to coach the Kings. Hashtag Magic's Mess. If you weren't rooting for Tiger this past weekend, something is wrong with you.
Here we go.
The Braves spent $23 million on Josh Donaldson in the offseason. I guess $23 million doesn't go as far as it used to. Seahawks pay Russell Wilson. He is married to Sierra. That's the only reason you need. Braves bullpen, garbage.
Garbage.
Write this down. The Rays will win the AL East. Golden State has no business losing a first-round game to the Clippers. Michael Jordan's Bulls never dropped a game to an 8 seed when they were a 1. Write this down. Celtics, Warriors, NBA Finals. Nuggets, you're in trouble. G-Day, I picked Georgia to win. What does Georgia Tech call their spring game? Magic, get out of L.A. No one wants you there. NFL Draft, the perfect way to kill 100 hours of your weekend. Write this down. The Jags, 6-10. Has anyone called Craig Kimbrell? Now would be the time. Write this down. The Falcons will go 12-4. Warriors, overrated, won't get out of the West. The Raptors are my favorite team from the East. And these are my thoughts.
all I can say is just wow. I heard write this down, which is a curse on this show. When Jason Bishop says write this down, you can bet the opposite's going to happen. You have jinxed the Tampa Bay Rays by writing this down. They're going to win the AL East. They're done. You can stick a fork in them right now. And it's not even May yet. Write this down. The Jags are going 6-10. Jacksonville fans, go ahead and get your Super Bowl tickets ready. Okay. And Falcons fans, write this down from Jason Bishop. 12-4. Get ready. You'll be a top five selection in the 2020 NFL draft. That's basically, you have been jinxed by Jason Bishop.
Trevor Lawrence will be available.
Not next year, but after, he'll be available in 2 years, about the time Matty Ice is ready to retire.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, write this down. God, how many times on this show do we hear you say, write this down? Write this down. Every week, Jason Bishop's going to come on here and sling purple Kool-Aid all over the listening audience with his love fest for LeBron James. Write this down because it happens every week.
By the way, during the break, we put a Twitter question up. Again, go to Twitter, Bishop_show, and that question is, does Jason Bishop bring up LeBron James every week on the Jason Bishop?
Every single week.
Yes or no?
Ad nauseum every week. We got to talk about LeBron. Where is LeBron? Has there been a LeBron James sighting here recently? You would know because you're president of his fan club, so you probably have GPS on his phone. Where is he at today?
He was at the Masters.
Okay. I mean, you would know.
I'm trying to transition here.
Okay. You're the president of the Southeast Georgia LeBron James fan club. You're the president and CEO of it. All right. Where are we at?
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open daily at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
In case you're living under a rock, Tiger Woods won the Masters last weekend.
Man, I love me some Tiger.
That was...
Yeah.
The ratings for CBS were through the roof.
Oh, I bet they were.
Through the roof.
I watched every single second of the Masters last Sunday.
When Tiger pulled to within a stroke of the lead, I knew it was over. Done. He will win.
He was up there. They were on his side. And back nine at Augusta, I don't know what it is about the Masters, but when the leaders hit the back nine on Sunday, anything happens, and it usually does. I mean, you had four guys in the final two groups. They were playing threesomes on Sunday because of the weather. You had four guys in the final two groups that put it in the water on 12. The short 150-yard par 3 hole, four professional golfers. All major champions, I think. Finau's not, but they were near the lead, tied or near the lead, and they all chunked it in the water on 12.
I think there is something to be said that there is a generation now of guys that have come to the PGA since Tiger was Tiger. And a couple of those guys were in contention and even in Tiger's group, and they got to experience firsthand what guys like Mickelson used to have to experience, that when Tiger got rolling, there's something different about him getting rolling than there has ever been, and guys just, they fold when it's almost like when he gets going, they forget not to hit the ball in the water.
It's like that. You got golfers, Jack Nicklaus used to be the same way back in his heyday. Guys would lock up and fold up. You know, Jack used to say a lot when he'd go to a major championship, when you hear people complaining about the greens and about the rough and things like that at a major championship, he could go ahead and cross them off the list because he knew he was going to beat them. And that's the same way with Tiger. Tiger now has matured as a player. He's not bombing the ball 40 yards past everybody like he used to because of all the surgeries and the injuries. Now Tiger's a thinking man's player. And he out, you know, from a mind perspective, he beat those guys on the course because he thought his way around the golf course on the back nine on Sunday, hit the shots he needed to hit, made the putts he needed to make, and he willed his way to a Masters victory, the fifth green jacket. He's only behind Jack now at Augusta.
There
he has six.
There in the late holes when he got up, did you have any doubt that he was coming off the lead?
Nah, because, you know, I went into a 20-year time warp. 20 years ago, that's what Tiger used to, you know. And that was the first tournament, by the way, Jason, that Tiger's ever come from behind to win a major. You realize that?
Mm-hmm.
And he, all the other 14 majors that he's won, he's led it. And going into it, he's never, you know, been at the top of the leaderboard. He's a historical front runner, but he came from behind to win this one, his 15th major. You know, Tiger's getting into that discussion again, who's the greatest of all time, Tiger or Jack? I would have argued a few years ago and said Jack was the greatest, and I still think Jack's just a shade ahead of Tiger, but Tiger... He's closing that gap fast if he continues, you know, playing the way he's playing right now.
The most impressive win I've ever seen in a golf tournament.
Me too.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates! The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Guys, make sure you get Mother's Day right. Your mom was your first special lady, and Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't freak out. Go to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. No matter your budget, they have you covered. No better way to say thank you than something special from Cunningham Jewelers. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
So we have a new Twitter question of the week. Is Magic Johnson still welcome in L.A.? Go to Twitter. @Bishop_show and vote.
That's like asking, is Tim Tebow still welcome in Gainesville? Come on, man. I mean, where do you come up with this stuff?
We'll go ahead and get the sponsors out of the way and get to Kip's Butthurt segment. Segment's become very popular with this show. So the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, by Nat's Landing, and by Cunningham Jewelers.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for, with a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads. You are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
All right, so here we go. This is the segment where Kip hijacks the show, kind of does what he wants to do, and we are supposed to be okay with this because management says so. And so here we go. Oh, this has gotten so popular that they're even going to put a bed behind him now.
Wow.
I guess that's it.
That's it. Number 5 this week, Jason, in the butthurt list, the Braves bullpen. It's pathetic. It's awful. You can come up with any words you want to come up with. It's just not very good right now. We need a closer. We need middle relief.
Need more than that.
We need something. But the pitching staff, the bullpen is not very good.
It's not
right
good
now.
At all.
And I don't know what you do. You get Kimbrel. That's a start. Can you get that guy? You got to go out and get some other guys, too, to prop up that pen. Because the starters, you know, you give a good start, bullpen's going to come in and blow it. Got to have some bullpen help. Number 4, and we don't talk about NHL a lot on this show, Jason.
No, we really don't.
But the Tampa Bay Lightning won 62 games in the regular season, tied for most all-time in the history of the National Hockey League. What do? They go out in the first round of the playoffs and get swept in 4 games by the Columbus Blue Jackets.
That's actually breaking news. I didn't know that.
Tampa Bay Lightning, 62 games, and you get in the playoffs and you get swept.
Who swept them?
The Columbus Blue Jackets. 4 straight games. The Lightning, they're out fishing or doing whatever they do down in Tampa.
Ice fishing.
Doing something. But, wow, their butt hurt.
You didn't see what I did there. Ice fishing hockey, but they're in Tampa. So
yep. Okay. Number 3, the Boston Red Sox, Jason. They're 7-13. They're 7 games out in the AL East, and it doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon.
They're not going to catch Tampa.
They're struggling right now. Well, they're probably going to catch Tampa because you made one of your famous mark this down predictions a few minutes ago. Write this down, excuse me. And the Red Sox are struggling. All that payroll. I mean, 7-13. They got to have a clubhouse meeting here soon. They got to turn this thing around. They're in last place in the AL East, and it's, you know, for the first month of the season. They're struggling.
And Baltimore and Toronto aren't good.
No.
And they're under them.
There was talk about Baltimore losing 130 games before the season started. Number 2. The Indiana Pacers. The Pacers go in a 4-5 matchup with the Celtics in the NBA, in the Eastern Conference. You know, in a 4-5 matchup. At least 6 games, but you're on the verge of getting swept. It's 3-0 right now, and the Pacers have to just win one to survive. So Pacers are butt hurt. Indiana takes great pride, the whole state, in basketball, but the Pacers are about to get swept. Number 1 this week.
It's got to be good to be better than the Pacers.
Francesco Molinari.
Yeah, it is good. Yeah, there you go.
Here you are, man. You're rolling in the Masters, and you're looking like you did at the Open Championship last year. You're just making putt after putt, and you get the 12th tee, and you chunk one in the water, and the lead evaporates. And to top it off, you're struggling. You get to 15th hole, you're trying to reach into, and you chunk it in the middle of the lake. Not just roll it off the hill and roll back in the creek because, you know, you just chunk it in the middle of the lake. You're 30 yards short of the 15th green, and then you double bogey 15, you double bogey 12, and you're out of contention in the Masters. That's a that's a pretty big choke job.
The crazy thing, you said this earlier on the way down here, he's a professional golfer, and he was at least two clubs off on that hole, on that shot. Two clubs.
And I don't know if he hit a tree or what, clipped a branch or nothing.
No, he just
man, that ball. Thing, and like I said, you need scuba gear to go find that ball. I mean, you don't need a ball retriever to find that one. You got to have scuba gear to go out in the middle of that creek, that lake in front of 15 to find that ball. Francesco, you were looking like the best player in the world for the last 6 or 8 months. But you're top of the butt-hurt list this week after that performance you put on the back nine at the Masters. Wow, you got... That's like Jason Bishop and Kip Branch chunking it in the water on 15. I mean, we're 2-3 clubs short, and he just poosh, middle of the lake on 15.
And see, the thing is that my short game is so good that even if I am a couple of clubs short, I can still be able to get to the green and be able to pull off a par.
Let me ask you a question, Jason. If you were a professional golfer...
Ooh, I like this question. I like the way it's going.
If you were a professional golfer, LeBron James would be your caddy, wouldn't he?
See...
Wouldn't he?
And now you're gonna turn this back around and say that I'm the one that brought it, and I didn't. You brought him into the conversation.
I'm just asking, man. I mean, I know you're the president of the fan club and all that kind of stuff, and I get it. LeBron's washed up as a basketball player; his career is almost over. He's got to have something to do. I mean, is there a chance that you could get on the senior tour and maybe have LeBron caddy for you?
First off, I'm not old enough to be on the senior tour. Secondly, no. Because I'm not as big of a LeBron fan as you claim I am. I do think he's the best player that's ever played, but I don't sit there and worry about every little thing that I don't check his Twitter account at all, ever.
And you don't have to get upset about it. I mean, you don't have to. I didn't mean to hit a nerve.
You haven't hit a
I'm sorry. I mean,
you haven't hit a nerve.
I just ask a simple question. As much as you come on here and you quote LeBron and you just, you know, you got signed autographed pictures that you try to hand out to people when you're going out trying to talk about the Jason Bishop show, when you're trying to get sponsors and things like that. I mean, people, you know, that's a Twitter question. Would LeBron James possibly be Jason Bishop's caddy if he was a professional golfer?
Chad Sabatka has an ERA of 12.38.
It's need a calculator to figure it up. He's struggling. As is everybody in that bullpen.
A.J. Minter, 7.94.
Ooh.
Julio Teheran, 4.71. Sean Newcomb, who's in the minors, 4.38.
Why do they send him down? All these people with these astronomical ERAs, why do they send Newcomb down?
Tired of the inconsistency.
Well, send everybody down.
Well, you can't.
And just bring everybody, just have a house cleaning. I mean, obviously.
The Braves just got swept by the Diamondbacks, who are not very good, and swept at home because their bullpen blew two leads.
I mean, you got to make a stand. Somebody in the Braves front office has to make a stand. I mean, Magic did it in L.A. He said, if you're not going to give me what I need to do, what I need to do here, I'm just going to retire, and I'm just going to do what it is I do. And that's, you know, somebody in Atlanta's got to step up and do that as well as it relates to, you know, bringing in some pitchers.
So basically what you're saying is that you want Alex Anthopoulos to quit because things won't go his
way. No, I don't want
him
to quit. I just want him to take a stand like Magic did.
And quit.
No. Magic, it was far beyond that. They had to quit in L.A. because
he quit.
They let, you know, they're drinking that LeBron Kool-Aid out there. But bring some pitchers in, Braves. Fix this thing.
Favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents
the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Colquitt County filled their head coaching vacancy this past week. The Packers hired Justin Rogers from Jones County to replace former coach Rush Probst. Rogers had been the head coach at Jones County for the last five seasons. The Greyhounds went 45-15 under Rogers during his tenure. The MCA Buccaneers also had a coaching change this week. Head man Tony Glazer resigned, and the Bucs wasted no time hiring former assistant Bradley Warren as the new head man in Darien. Warren had been the head coach at Dade County. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Termite season is here, and here's a fact. Homeowners insurance does not cover termite damage. That could mean you having to pay thousands to undo damage from these pests. Or you could call Peachtree Pest Control for a termite inspection, and if the pros at Peachtree Pest Control need to treat your home for termites, you will receive $100 off the treatment. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals. Featuring Callaway's new Epic Flash Woods, Apex Irons, and Odyssey Stroke Lab Putters. Cobra's new King F9 Speedback Woods and F9 Speedback Irons. And Srixon's Forged Irons and Z-Star Balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, so baseball's opening day has now come and gone, and we are full-fledged into baseball season. And so joining us to talk some baseball is Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, I want to talk some Josh Donaldson with you. There's been a lot of concern. There was a lot of concern, especially in spring training. That dude was coming off some, I guess what's a major calf injury because he played so little, and then he barely played in the spring with that kind of calf injury where he has played so little really the last year. What kind of injury do you think that looks like? Because they're being really vague on what it is.
Right, and, you know, with the, I don't know if when they talk about the calf, you know, the calf are, the two muscles, the gastroc muscles, as they come down and they meet a muscle called the soleus, and that becomes your Achilles tendon. So I don't know if they mean it's right at the juncture of where the muscle becomes a tendon, and you have to, you know, be a little bit more careful in that portion so you don't actually get a tendinous injury, or is it where the muscle itself attaches behind the knee at that attachment, and you can get a calf tear, a tear at the muscle belly, which is common. We do see it.
So with a player like Josh Donaldson missing so much time, remember he played the early part of last year, got injured, and we didn't see him again for a long while until after he was traded to Cleveland, and he came back for maybe 10, 11 games, and then he was back to the disabled list. He's barely played in spring training. Is this the kind of injury that's going to linger and keep him on and off the disabled list from here on out?
You know, I would hope not. If it's one of those calf strains at the upper portion of the calf, kind of just right behind the knee, that can act like a hamstring tear. And you've seen enough that guys that get hamstring strains, just like guys that get stingers, have a higher incidence of recurrence. And a calf strain in the muscle belly itself can act like a hamstring, and so it does put him at a higher chance of getting a recurrent injury. I can't quite tell you why, if it's just the way the muscle heals. There's a little area of weakness. And this is now his second or even third time around of this same injury. So I don't know if that's the reason that they're being so conservative in really shutting him down, to see if maybe this time they can really focus on. I know they were talking about doing some strengthening and stretching and core exercises, which are real important, and seeing if maybe this time they can get him over the hump.
In your opinion, is that the best route to take with something like this, is to try to build the strength of the muscle, or is it just, you know, he just needs to rest? I mean, gosh, he's had a whole off season to rest, right?
Right. So, I mean, now you have to be more aggressive with it. I mean, really, it's kind of a fish or cut bait type thing that you now have to push it. You have to make sure that, because a lot of times with these guys, based on their throwing technique, there might be something that he's doing when he throws that puts more pressure right on that calf. It's usually the inside portion of the calf, if this is what we call a medial gastroc strain, which is the most common area, and it could be the way he's throwing. I would look at his technique. I would look at his core, make sure he doesn't have any weakness in his quads and his lower back, and really focus on all those things to see if you can sort of alleviate some of that stress off that gastroc muscle.
Again, joining us here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. The dude's a power hitter. So if you've got a calf injury where he was complaining when he first went on the disabled list that he was unable to jog comfortably. So if you're a power hitter and you're incapable of jogging comfortably and you're trying to hit home runs, I would assume that trying to use your legs as your base to be able to come through the zone with any type of authority to hit the ball at the ballpark, that's got to be a hindrance, right?
Right. I mean, right, exactly. I mean, I always tell athletes and patients alike, you know, you gotta, in these kind of injuries of the lower extremity, you gotta walk before you can run, you gotta run before you can play. But, you know, he takes it up a notch in that it'd be one thing if he can walk, run, and throw, but now he's gotta hit. And that puts a tremendous amount of force across his lower extremity in kind of a twisting type, and, you know, stepping in, as you say, it has to be his base where his power comes from in such a short period of time. And so if you have any hesitancy in that and you only have basically a split second, that could not only affect his swing. Of course, we've seen it's affected his numbers, but just, you know, his overall performance.
Yeah, dude hit .220 last year with 5 home runs, and the Braves gave him $23 million in the offseason.
That would be nice.
Yeah, sure would. You're talking about the offensive, but I would also think that other than his offensive production, he's playing third base. He does have the reputation of being one of the better third basemen in the game, but, you know, when you're playing the hot corner and you got to move real fast because you got a line drive that's socked at you, I think that would probably affect his movement fielding the baseball as well.
Right. I would think it would affect your lateral movement quite a bit. And so now, you know, all you have to do is be off a half step, you know, and that's now affecting that performance. So he's it's one of those things. You said if this is going to be a recurrent injury that keeps kind of coming back, and or now, are the numbers he has now his new average? and that would be hard to see. I would think if he can't get through this one, that might be kind of the new average for him.
So do you think with him, really quick, and we're up against a break, but do you think with him, because he's been through this injury so many times, that if he has this thing recur on him again, that he might be looking at the end of his career?
You know, and he's 33, which is not old for us, but it's starting to get up there with an athlete, and so maybe so. He's socked away that $23 million. But I mean, honestly, I mean, no one wants to have the end of their career. But if he can't produce the numbers he wants to, and he thinks he can help his team, he might have to come to that crossroads.
Again, joining us here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, once again, thanks. As always, you've made me smarter.
Hey, I appreciate it, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Sasser.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Fox's Pizza.
Guys, make sure you get Mother's Day right. Your mom was your first special lady, and Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't freak out. Go to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. No matter your budget, they have you covered. No better way to say thank you than something special from Cunningham Jewelers. In historic downtown Brunswick, CunninghamJewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Guys, make sure you get Mother's Day right. Your mom was your first special lady, and Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't freak out. Go to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. No matter your budget, they have you covered. No better way to say thank you than something special from Cunningham Jewelers. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
You know what, man? We've got to try to get the Braves. We've got to get NFL schedules. Man, we got to do a better time of time management on this show. And you got to quit hijacking segments with this incessant LeBron James talk every week. You mean we've lost time? What's our segment about?
NFL schedules, Jags, Falcons. I've got Jags at 6-10, Falcons at 12-4.
I know this. Tom Coughlin took to the airwaves yesterday and was talking about these voluntary workouts. And Tom expects everybody to be, when there's an activity, Tom expects players to be there. And he's got a proven track record because other than Tom Coughlin, where has that franchise been in Jacksonville? I mean,
they've been in Jacksonville.
I mean, what have they done since he's not been the head coach?
You asked where they have been.
Yeah. Tom Coughlin.
They were in Jacksonville when he was there.
Tom Coughlin's the best coach in Jaguar history. Period. End of story.
Yeah, no argument.
And so when he says you need to be at voluntary, you need to be at workouts, Jalen, you need to be there.
Chiefs at Jags, first game.
Ooh, there won't be any tarps on the seats in the upper deck.
Shouldn't be
any tarps on the seats. Shouldn't have any problems selling out. The stadium there.
Let's run through this really quickly.
Okay.
All right, Chiefs, Jags.
Oh, that's going to be a loss.
Jags, Texans.
Jags at Texans? Loss.
Titans at Jags.
They can't beat the Titans. 0-3.
Jaguars at Broncos.
1-3.
Jags at Panthers.
2-3.
Saints at Jags.
Loss. 2-4.
Jags at Bengals.
3-4.
Jets at Jags.
4-4.
Texans at Jags.
They might get them 5-4.
Jaguars at Colts.
They might get the Colts 6-4.
Jaguars at Titans.
They won't beat the Titans 6-5.
Bucks at Jags.
7-5.
Chargers at Jags.
7-6.
Jags at Raiders.
8-6.
Jags at Falcons.
8-7.
Colts at Jags.
9-7.
You're going 9-7.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going 6-10.
9-7 might get them a wild card bid.
Falcons schedule.
All right.
The Falcons will open on the road in Minnesota.
Loss.
Eagles at Falcons.
Win.
Falcons at Colts.
Win. 2-1.
Titans at Falcons.
3-1.
Falcons at Texans.
4-1.
Falcons at Cardinals.
5-1.
Rams at Falcons.
5-2.
Seahawks at Falcons.
5-3.
Falcons at Saints.
5-4.
Falcons at Panthers.
6-4.
Bucks at Falcons.
7-4.
Saints at Falcons.
8-4.
Panthers at Falcons.
9-4.
Falcons at Niners.
10-4.
Jaguars at Falcons.
11-4.
Falcons at Bucks.
12-4.
That's what I've got them at, too. I've got the Jags 6-10, the Falcons 12-4.
I got the Jags 9-7 and the Falcons 12-4.
We both agree on 12-4.
We'll see about the Falcons.
Write this down.
Oh, that means they're going 6-10, the Falcons.
The
now,
Falcons will go 12-4.
You have jinxed them. Wow. That means Atlanta fire everybody because you're going 4-12 or 6-10. If Jason Bishop says, write this down, that means fire everybody because you're going to have a season in the dumpster.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent would take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come by and see John Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau agency, or give them a call, 912-265-9175.
The National League East. The Phillies and Mets are tied for first at 11-8. The Braves and Nats are tied for second at 9-9, a game and a half out, and then the Marlins are not in it.
How many games have the Braves blown? The Braves actually could be leading this division by 3 or 4 games right now if they had a bullpen.
You took the words out of my mouth.
They should be running away with this division.
They've
right now.
They've blown at least 4 games already. And we're not even a full month into the season, and the bullpen has coughed up at least 4 leads.
Ooh, and it's been ugly. I mean, the 9-6 loss to the Diamondbacks the other day, they had 3 relievers come in and 1 in, and neither one of them could record an out.
I don't really know how it's possible. I don't know what math is being done to make this happen. But we were given ERAs for the Braves relievers and their pitchers.
Mm.
And, of course, you know, we had Sobotka with a 12.3. Well, Jesse Biddle has just been as bad, but somehow his ERA is only 2.89. I don't know how that's possible.
Wow. What? So they sent Newcomb down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Vizcaino's out for the season.
Yep.
Need a closer.
Craig Kimbrell's out there, but you need more than that. The Rays are doing it. The Rays have got it figured out. Middle relief in baseball is awful across the board, everywhere, not just with the Braves. This isn't just something that's going on with Atlanta. It's going on across all of baseball. And the Rays don't have middle relievers on their roster. They have 2 solid starters they give the ball to. Those guys go 7 innings, and they give the ball to the back end of the bullpen. But those games that those guys don't pitch, they give the ball to a long relief guy and say, hey, give me 3 or 4. And then I'll give the ball to another long relief guy. He'll give me 3 or 4, and then I'll get to the back end of my bullpen. They have eliminated the middle relief woes from their roster. They don't have them. And they've got the best record in baseball.
Now with starters not going past 5 innings much anymore, that's where the game's headed.
Probably.
Yeah.
The Rays are ahead of the curve.
Yep, it seems to be. But you marked that you write this down with the Rays is what you said earlier in the show, which means...
they win the AL East.
No, which means they'll probably end up losing 90 games.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Guys, make sure you get Mother's Day right. Your mom was your first special lady, and
and Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't freak out. Go to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. No matter your budget, they have you covered. No better way to say thank you than something special from Cunningham Jewelers. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.